Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sometimes in pro wrestling, the brightest WWE stars burn out the fastest. And the men and women we're going to talk about today are proof of that. I'm Andy from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 awesome wrestlers who left WWE far too soon. Number 10, Colt Cabana. Signing with WWE in 2007, Cabana was only really with the company for a cup of coffee, performing briefly as Scotty Goldman in a nothing run that began with a loss to Brian Kendrick and fizzled out after only a few more matches. Getting name dropped in CM Punk's famous pipe bomb promo years later, it's safe to say that things didn't quite work out for one of the greatest comedy wrestlers of all time in the biggest wrestling promotion of all time. He was and still is such an entertaining guy, and it's pretty crazy that the company couldn't find something, anything, for him to do while he was there. Number 9. Austin Aries. To be fair, right, Austin Aries has kind of made a habit of burning pretty much every single bridge he crosses in wrestling to the extent that he barely performs these days, but he was once considered an elite wrestler on almost every single level, from his athleticism and technique to his charisma and presence. In WWE, a middling NXT run became a middling cruiserweight run, with Aries failing in his title pursuits and eventually leaving the company due to frustrations with his position on the card. The writers just didn't have anything for him, so off he went. A monumental waste of talent, but considering the way he left Impact a few years later, maybe it was for the best. Number 8. EC3. Vince McMahon, of all people, should have known how to book EC3. I mean, he ticks so many of the chairman's boxes. He's big, he's beefy, he can talk and play a character, he looks great in a suit, and he has buckets of charisma. But unfortunately, EC3 did next to nothing in his second run with WWE, which was an even bigger bust than the first. Lost in the 24/7 title shuffle, EC3's highlight was a quick win over the soon-to-depart Dean Ambrose, which was soon undone when Ambrose got his win back the very next week. Pointless. Number 7. Zelina Vega. Now, obviously, the circumstances that led to Zelina Vega leaving WWE were brutal, as she refused to bow to the company's restrictive third-party streaming ban, sticking to her guns to such an extent that WWE fired her for breach of contract. It was a sad end for Vega, who is yet to re-emerge in pro wrestling. But that being said, she still left the company with plenty of awesome things still to do, and that's why she's on this list. Splitting up Zelina and Andrade was a mistake, but Vega's work alongside the former NXT champion positioned her as one of the best managers WWE has had in years, and it sucks that she isn't around anymore because there are so many wrestlers on that roster who would benefit from having her around. On top of this, she's a pretty damn good wrestler herself, and Lord knows the Raw and SmackDown women's divisions aren't looking too great at the moment. Why, oh why, did WWE ever come up with that third-party policy? All it did was piss people off and cost Zelina Vega her job. Number 6. Monty Brown. The former Marcus Corvon has to be considered one of the greatest cases of what could have been in modern wrestling history. A ridiculous, electric athlete, he had all the tools required to become a major headlining success in sports entertainment. And he looks set to become just that after joining WWE from TNA and making his home on WWECW. Ultimately, Brown left WWE and wrestling as a whole for tragic reasons. His sister passed away. Monty decided that he was going to step away from the business in order to take care of her children. So while it's definitely a shame that he didn't get to reach his full potential, if you ask me, the guy's a bloody hero. Number 5. Andrade. WWE's quest to build the next big star for its Spanish-speaking audience is a quest without an end. I mean, seriously, how many times have we heard the phrase the next Rey Mysterio or Eddie Guerrero over the years, only for the wrestler in question to not make the cut, usually through no fault of their own? Andrade should have been that guy. With Zelina Vega by his side, the act had zero weaknesses and should have been every bit as successful on the main roster as it was in NXT, but it wasn't. Yes, Andrade had the Mysterio feud and a US title run, but he was booked with such disregard that Vince McMahon and Triple H didn't even notice he'd been cleared to return after a short spell on the sidelines that winter. Let go by WWE earlier in 2021, we await his next move, and the former La Sombra proving his former employers wrong. Number 4. Eva Marie. Alright, don't throw your bloody phone against the wall, but listen. Eva Marie leaving WWE in 2017 was very, very silly. So while the word awesome might be a bit of a stretch for some of you when it comes to her, the fact is that she was gone before WWE could even conclude her hard trolling storyline. Eva drew ridiculous heat from wrestling fans, most of whom were terrified of the prospect of Eva going over one of their work rate faves. We saw it in NXT, with feuds opposite Asuka and Bayley, both of which were really well done. And if WWE would have kept Eva Marie around, we'd have surely seen it on the main roster as well. Number 3. Loki. You kind of have to file this one alongside Austin Aries because, well, just look at Loki's Twitter activity. But his WWE run as Caval was short-lived and not a patch on the body of work he has entered in promotions like TNA and Ring of Honor. A stiff striker with a badass aura and a demeanor so serious he'd probably be bored by The Rock at his absolute funniest, he was released by WWE in 2010, having only been there since 2008. Never really making any kind of mark. Number 2. Kairi Sane. Kairi is another entry on this list who got out of WWE on her own terms, leaving the company to move back to Japan so she could be with her new husband. I mean, fair play, you can't really argue with that. And she is still retained by WWE as an ambassador, but maybe, just maybe, she'd have been more compelled to stick around with the company had they not completely flubbed every single move she made on the main roster. A natural, sympathetic babyface, Sane inexplicably played a heel for much of her time on Raw and SmackDown, only reverting to her natural alignment at the very end. She was one of the best wrestlers in the company, but never booked as such, playing second fiddle to Asuka in the Kabuki Warriors all the way to the end. Number 1. James Storm. James Storm was only in WWE for a cup of coffee, working a couple of NXT matches in late 2015, but never transformed into anything bigger, with the cowboy riding his way back to Impact Wrestling not long after. Turns out WWE did offer Storm a contract and were pretty confident that he would have gotten over, but James turned them down, because with him and his wife planning for another child, he wanted to be as close to home as often as possible, which may not have been possible with WWE and their crazy road schedule. It was the right decision for him, absolutely, but it's interesting to think of what the veteran could have done in WWE, both on screen and off, where his wealth of experience would have made him invaluable as a coach or even a producer. But that being said, Storm just wrestled match number 1000 for Impact Wrestling just the other week, so fair play, it's safe to say that things have worked out just fine for him.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.